This is Earth and Sky on how fishing practices have affected Canadian Atlantic cod populations.
Scientists believe that these large cod have evolved rapidly so that now these cod tend to be smaller.
You might think of evolution as a process that takes thousands of years. But biologists define evolution as changes in the characteristics of a population that last beyond the lifetime of any individual. Evolution can take place over eons or over just decades, especially if humans pressure a species.
In the case of the cod, fishers were tending to harvest large, young fish that hadn't yet reproduced. The cod that survived tended to be the smaller ones, which in turn would produce smaller offspring. It's also known that small female cod produce fewer offspring. Between the 1960s and 1990s, Canadian Atlantic cod populations plummeted by 99%.
Scientists predict that this cod population can rebound. The fish can evolve back to their larger state, but it'll probably take many decades. To prevent other species from going the way of the cod, experts suggest reforms in the fishing industry, such as releasing large fish into the spawning population, maintaining protected areas, and monitoring population size so that action can be taken before it's too late.
Thanks to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration and to the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation, we're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.